This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You could have started while I was running around.
Hello guys, welcome to the Cunning Buffoons podcast. My name is DeLeone.
Andrew.
DeLeone. Dr. Sperm.
Whoa. I'm not a doctor though.
You're not sperm. Well,
I mean, he was at one point.
Yeah, bro, you know where I should have been in the 90s instead of his stupid nutsack?
Where?
Alice in Chains concert, Nirvana concert.
Well, you know, I didn't have
Soundgarden, Pearl Jam.
Popcorn chicken.
Is it just popcorn chicken? It ain't some weird, nasty A flavor or something? Okay, I bite into this and it's like honey lemon flavor.
It's
kind of
just mushy, to be honest. It's not bad.
Yeah, I've had it like for a minute.
A minute, as in like you bought it today? Or a minute, as in that's McDonald's chicken nuggets and they've been in your car for 2 years?
Surprisingly, I had McDonald's for like the first time.
I'm still so confused on why you brought popcorn chicken, a jar of pickles, and...
It's because we fed him pie last week.
And you know what else
he
brought?
He wasn't getting any pie.
He brought zebra cakes and Funyuns.
And beef jerky.
He's like, what? Oh, you've lost over 100 pounds, Andrew. Let me fix that. Found it in this bag of zebra cakes.
You want a zebra cake?
No. They used to be my weakness, though. I love them things. My grandmother always had them.
Oh, yeah. Same. My grandmother has them, and they're my weakness. When they're at my grandparents, they're gone in a day or two.
Did you at least get good pickles? You didn't get like sweet pickles, did you?
They got Jew pickles.
Yeah, kosher drill. Kosher
drill?
Read. What the freak?
Do they have kosher drills? How would you make a drill kosher?
Have a rabbi bless it.
Yeah, but like for the kosher, for like the meat, it's got to be prepared a certain way. It's got to be slaughtered a certain way and all this crazy crap.
You can't build it on a Sabbath?
No.
Despite. On my
way, you build it on the Sabbath. Yep. You can't, as long as you don't build it on the Sabbath.
Maybe, just maybe. The comments were right. We don't need a bunch of idiots.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat.
I don't know. I put the AI on, the Spotify AI guy.
Oh, DJ? Yeah.
He said, and I quote, he said, "You've listened to this artist for the past 7 days in a row. Here's some Alice in Chains."
I mean, you know.
What is this? Why are there so pickle. Much juice in
I have
this
no
thing?
Idea.
Oh, good God.
I was told these are some pretty good pickles.
They're Jew pickles. Oh! Right in the head. Now I'm going to smell like Jew pickles. Nothing wrong with Jews. It's a kosher pickle. It's kosher because it's been blessed by a priest. Your mama wants a pickle.
She wants one.
Yeah, the producer is in with pickles.
Only deal. Hang
on, let me. Won't you look up like what makes it kosher? I know it's blessed by
what
a priest. Kosher is the Jew. Like that means it's Jews can eat it. Like, look up the actual definition for kosher. Other than Jews can eat it, like there's got
like,
to be a better explanation
sandwich.
Than that.
I'll put that on like a sandwich.
Yeah,
a barbecue sandwich.
I'd put that back on the store at the shelf or the shelf at the store.
Oh, it's not bad.
I'll just leave it sitting there.
I'm going to Malachi, though.
These taste like the pickles that come on a barbecue sandwich.
Malachi will try anything, though.
I know.
Like, I've watched him sit at a restaurant and be like, this is not very good. It's like, dude, you don't have to eat it. He's like, I ain't wasting it.
You pay for it.
Yeah, but I paid for it, not you. I was telling you, you didn't have to eat it. It's nasty.
I've been this guy's friend for what? I forgot how long now.
Dylan bought a blackberry dark Dr. Pepper the other day. I said, you bought it. Don't waste it.
I stopped. It was disgusting. I just wanted to try it. I stopped drinking. He was over there. This is terrible.
I don't know why he's like that.
You don't waste money.
Exactly.
I waste
money.
You only
waste money on food. But if you have to finish the food.
That's not wasting money then. Because if you can waste money on food, you should be able to not have to finish the daggum food.
No, then it's a waste.
Well, like, there's, like, you've been at a restaurant. Everybody's been at a restaurant. They order something. It's supposed to be delicious.
Never been in a restaurant.
True story. Hand me a piece of chicken with
my pickle,
bro.
So we're going to do the two truths and a lie?
Two lies and a truth.
We know that. We know that. Or two lies and a truth. Is that what it is?
I'm a guy. I've never been to a restaurant.
No. Don't look at you.
What's the truth?
Which one is it?
Okay. Okay. It's two truths and a lie.
Yeah, two truths.
I'll start. Here, you start, Dad.
Huh. So you tell two truths and then you tell a lie, but you got to make it believable and then they have to guess.
Hang on, hang on. I'm going
to
think of mine.
You don't have to say them in that order.
Yeah. You can just say it in whatever order.
She's like, just in case you're a dumbass, I would like to give you better instructions.
I mean, are you?
Because I know the shampoo says apply, shower, rinse, repeat. But most people understand that repeat is the next day. You don't just have to continuously wash your hair till the shampoo bottle runs out.
We'll see. Those are idiots. Sometimes.
You repeat one time.
Once. Pull the knife on a teacher as a joke, because I forgot and left it in my pocket. I've only smoked crack once.
I feel like you put two trees right there, and the third one's going to be bad. Lie.
Trying to figure out what the third one should be.
He's not popping over there.
He does. I'm going to have to print some like pop filters for him.
Shut up.
I don't know a third one.
I'm not popping. Something is popping.
Yeah. That's a confusing game. It's hard to play with people you know, too.
Yeah, exactly. Because I can't think of something that y'all don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I've driven on the road illegally before. Okay. I bought my own motorcycle. Okay. I'm gay. Okay.
Well, I think it's number one.
Well, I think it's number two because
you think it's number two?
I bought his motorcycle.
Oh, so it's number two. So you're gay.
No, you didn't.
Interesting.
We didn't buy his motorcycle.
I gave him $300 towards the $600.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I thought I did.
I only paid $300.
That's nice.
Ooh,
I was told to pay it forward.
I like onions.
That's the lie.
Keep going. Let me finish.
I have a girlfriend. That's another lie.
Go. Keep going. You have to keep going, or it's too obvious.
Sorry.
Are you stupid?
I can draw.
Everybody can draw.
I know.
Everybody can sing.
And I like Superman. Which one's the liar?
I like Superman.
Man, that girl be great.
You don't like onions.
I like onions.
I've never seen you eat onions. First off, I've never seen you take a bite out of an onion. You don't like onions.
Who's taking a bite out of an onion?
You're doing it next week. Everybody expect that.
Hey.
No. We're all taking a bite out of an onion next
week. Okay, all of us.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I mean, I used to eat raw.
Dylan might do it first, and none of us comply. But
I think you're pointing at the wrong camera.
That one. The other
that one.
I was right always.
Ooh,
Mom, I want to take. Mom,
do you have something I can clean this up with? Don't spill pickle juice everywhere.
There's
I don't have Clorox wipes.
Can you like walk around and get a T-shirt?
Can you walk around and use your shirt?
Get that one up there. That one's like covered in grease and junk.
Throw it at his face.
That's fine. I literally just said turn around and get to one up there because that one's covered in grease and junk.
This one probably has more snot than you could think on it. Here you go.
Ew.
Yeah, no, just, hey, trash can cam. Trash can cam.
Where's the cam?
Malachi. I know, your name's not Malachi. Your name is Delia, y'all.
Hoy.
All right, bring it.
He sucks. Yeah, he sucks.
Why can we not hit a trash can?
Don't worry. Well, don't worry.
I forgot that I kind of like.
You suck?
No, I like was doing the wrong race. I went, why? Wrong race for basketball.
Yeah, we don't let the midgets play basketball. Okay. Tell you what, though, we do need to get a hold of Hideto and be like, yo, we want some really nice BJJ geese. And I bet you we could send him the money and he could purchase us some that were really freaking nice for a whole lot cheaper than we can get them here and just pay him to ship them to us.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's okay. I'm trying to find a like, I need two geese anyways, and I got one. Kiri's got one, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so we're trying to find some, like, I looked up what's the softest freaking gi, because everybody wants the rough gi, because they want to smash people. I don't care about that anymore. I'm there to just be a jerk and make people pissed off that they can't pass my guard or whatever. Like, I ain't that good. But I want something soft on my skin. I want to feel like I'm rolling in nice, fluffy pajamas.
Please. Yeah.
And I'd be willing to bet that there is a Japanese maker that is probably freakishly good quality, but like to order it and get it here with me paying for it and ordering, I have to pay everything. But like, if I got somebody in Japan, it would be like, what are you doing?
That is disgusting.
Why do you act like you're pregnant all the time?
Are you pregnant? At least I'm eating them separately.
Next thing he's going to be like,
pickles and chicken go together.
Pickles and chicken. No. Pickles go in batter and then get deep fried and you buy them from Toots.
Yes.
That is the only way you eat pickles.
Speaking
now, Robert could do, he got close.
That was okay.
Not quite, but he got close.
Yeah.
What are you two doing?
I forgot to tell you, Dad. We're going to Murfreesboro tomorrow.
Shop.
Well, I did tell him earlier, but he probably forgot already.
Bring me back a guild.
If they weren't $700,
what the frick is a guild?
That $4,000 guitar.
Yeah, we're waiting to find a luthier to fix it. If anybody in the comments knows a luthier in Middle Tennessee that's really good, let me know.
We live in South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd give me a good excuse to go see Brandon or Angel. I could go see Angel, drop the guitar off, go see Brandon, come back home. I like it. I don't know why.
People where we live.
Like when I was, we live in Middle Tennessee.
So many viewers. We don't want them to know where we live.
Yeah, most of our viewers know where we live.
We have so many viewers, bro. We're so famous.
So many viewers that one's not my aunt, one's not my uncle, one's not my mother, one's not my
random
friend that watched it.
One's not a racist Mexican dude who lives in our town.
I mean, like with the shorts, y'all are getting like. I think I've had like
15,000
views or something in a month. Which, I mean, it ain't great, but it ain't terrible.
Not bad. Better than what I do on my YouTube channel.
People clicking on the shorts going,
nobody hits on your YouTube channel.
I know.
What's on your YouTube channel?
Video games.
Video games. Link it to ours.
The will to live.
No one hits on mine either, but I have more subscribers than him. So
well, you got more friends than me.
I have 63 subscribers. You think I'm telling the whole world about my Apex Legends YouTube channel?
Fair enough.
Now, did you see what I sent you, though?
Which one? I was kind of driving, so no, I really wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
I
I'm glad
them
that he's
at
not
work,
checking his
and
phone.
You sent me like four while you were at work.
He shouldn't be watching them at
no,
work
he
either.
Didn't.
What?
Nothing, bud.
Yeah, he don't send memes at work.
Yeah, I know. I was just joking.
He works. He works hard.
A few times, but like not like. Wait,
during
no,
his,
I,
during
I don't
his
have
break.
A phone. I don't have a phone.
Exactly.
He's like, I don't know what this phone you speak of is.
Phone?
What is this
who does,
thing?
Who does phones?
Yeah, I don't. Phone is like a, the thing's like.
Isn't that what that alien does with his finger when he tries to touch you all weird?
Break.
Why was that movie so popular?
What?
E.T.? It was the stupidest movie ever.
You know something funny?
Even as a
never
kid,
watched
I watched
it.
Me neither.
I watched it as a kid because they're like, this movie's so awesome. And I watch it and I'm like, that alien's retarded. That kid's retarded.
Stop hating on E.T.
I just thought it was a dumb movie.
Okay.
A good movie is District 9.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't know if you call me.
I haven't seen it either.
A good movie really is good. Schindler's List. And it's about time for all of our kids
the
to
Django
sit down.
Unchained.
The Django Unchained. If a horse gets shot in the face in the first 10 minutes, it's automatically a good movie.
You know, it was actually somewhat surprisingly all right. Me says I watched a new horror movie last night.
No, you didn't.
Called, yeah, we did. It's called Heart Eyes. It was all
I've
right.
heard of that.
I've watched the previews for it, but okay. I just couldn't bring my. They've done some, like all the slasher movies they're coming out with.
There's no plot.
Yeah, there doesn't have to be a plot for a slasher movie, but you have to at least invest somebody in one character enough for them to care about that character dying. But all the ones I've watched recently, I'm like, I hope they kill everybody. I hope the bad guy wins. These people are stupid.
We'll see,
like, It's a Wonderful Knife. I was hoping that whole town would die.
That movie was horrible.
We'll see, in that one, if you like the first Scream, you might like it. But it kind of falls down afterwards, but other than that.
Yeah. I think we
like
should,
the first new Scream or the first old Scream?
First old Scream.
Yeah. That's first old Scream was a pretty good one.
Yeah, there were some pretty gnarly kills in that one, the Hard Eyes. That's what I kind of liked about it.
Now, there are some that are worth the kills. Like, that's why I like all the Final Destinations.
Yeah.
But I actually prefer to go on YouTube and look up the Final Destination.
Kill count?
Compilation. Nope. Oh. It's all the kills, but every kill is done by the bus. So, like, when they're grilling in the backyard, fucking bus out of nowhere. Like, dude's sitting in his bathroom, he goes to fall, bus through the wall. Like, it's great. That's how every kill should have been.
I like it. I like it.
And then there's horror movies. Like, I love horror movies because there's some of them that are just fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of them that, like, really mess with your brain. There's some of them that are, like, all psychological and thrillery. Like, horror is such a vast genre. Mm-hmm. That, like, it's so.
Well, have you seen the videos that are like, imagine being the most known killer in anime, and it's the white truck or the starter of every isekai, and it's that one big white truck that hits them, and they all die by that same truck at the beginning of every isekai.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's. Do they have any horror animes?
Yes, it depends.
It's there's
psychological
legit,
or.
Well, hang on. There's legit a R author that just does horror. What's his name?
Because the Tomodachi games, that was pretty psychological.
I don't think I watched that.
I don't even know about them. They're so, like, I haven't watched, like, a lot of anime since I was your age. And that's back when it was, you had to be very careful. You still have to be very careful, but, like, at least you have descriptions and stuff now. Back in the day, like, you'd download an anime because, like, we didn't have Netflix and all that. You got on LimeWire or Morpheus or what was the other one?
Well, that's like
people, Napster.
People still think it's weird to have Discord, like how it used to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, look,
and it's ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/audio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/audio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
It's all
Discord and Reddit are very close.
How do you use it?
Yeah.
If you look up Reddit to figure something out, or you're one of those guys who sits on it all day.
I mean, like, Reddit has become one of the top included searches, I think, in Google. Because Google's become so packed full of bullcrap and convoluted when you're trying to find results. That's pretty cool.
Jinji Ito.
Yeah, send me a screenshot of that so I remember. I'm going to look at it and watch it or read it.
Is that Uzumaki?
What was we saying? And I haven't even taken my gummies yet. That's bad.
You still want to know what it takes to be kosher?
Yes. What does it take to be kosher?
Food must adhere to specific dietary laws, including the prohibition of certain animals, the separation of meat and dairy, and the proper slaughter and preparation of kosher meat.
So, like, it's full-on Levitical laws. Like, you can't mix certain animals. You can't eat certain animals.
Can we get that beef jerky out or what?
Shut the frick, bro.
So, obviously, no pig, shellfish, reptiles. Yeah,
speaking of pig.
That's beef.
No, he's a pig. He asked him, he's like, you can pull that beef jerky out or
he
what?
He pulled it out and was like, and look what I got. And then put it in the bag. Ain't nobody eating it in the bag down there, bro.
Oh, that makes me think of the guy I used to know that, like, he would smoke in his house. And he'd be having parties there.
Yeah.
And, like, he'd be walking around his house smoking. Somebody else go to light up, and he'd punch him.
Teriyaki.
He'd be like, I'm the only one that smoked in my house. And it's like, but you smoke in here 24/7. I can understand not wanting 100 people smoking in your house, but it's just like 3 people hanging out, right. And you're sitting there smoking cigarette after cigarette, but everybody else walk outside. That's why I don't smoke in my house either, because I want my house to be valuable.
Understandable.
That's why I smoke in my shop, where I can come in here with a sprayer and just hose all the walls down if I want to.
Don't smoke.
Yeah, it's not good for you. I mean, it's supposed to not be good for you.
Apparently, it's better than McDonald's french fries for you.
Yeah. A lot of things are better than McDonald's french fries
so
for you.
So I can smoke now?
Playing Russian roulette with a semi-automatic 9mm is darn near better than McDonald's fries for you.
So you're saying, if you let me eat fast food fries, you'll let me smoke a cigarette.
No.
Exactly.
Cigarettes are expensive.
So are McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Not as expensive. I guarantee you if you take 20 cigarettes is like $8. 20 McDonald's fries.
I don't think I don't smoke 3 packs a day like somebody.
I don't smoke 3 packs a day. Depends on the day.
He smokes 4.
Some days I smoke half a pack.
Done. How much was he smoking when we were working on Sufons?
Oh, God. That was 4 packs a day.
Yeah, that was like a lot.
Sufons sucked.
He was going through it.
They were like, let's take this trailer and just destroy it with water. Everywhere.
Well, he's like over there. Two-handed.
Look like Conehead. Whole pack.
Yes.
She's snarking at me. I just seen her give me the evil face. Oh, look at that smile. One day, Dylan, you'll know what it's like to have one.
No, I won't.
I'm going to find you one.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to hypnotize Tess. You want her? She's crazy.
Hey, we've frozen.
What do you mean?
You guys are not moving.
That's not good at all.
Did I stop recording?
I don't know. Hang on.
Having technical difficulties. Give us one moment, though.
I hope that
we can still talk, just in case.
Okay. Trash can cam is still working. That one's still working. Okay.
Are you sure?
There we go. Hang on. There we go.
Which camera froze?
Oh, what? You should trash can cam for one.
Yeah. Trash can cam is good.
First Kobe of the century. Oh my gosh. Look, one day we'll get it. Is this empty? Eat those real fast. Oh, so now you're not a pig?
Give me a minute.
Let me cool down.
You guys can keep talking.
All right, let's see what TikTok has to say.
But not. Speaking back on horror stuff. You know what I really want to watch? And I mean, I almost convinced my sister to watch it with me, but she was like, no, it's too messed up. I want to watch Terrifier.
What?
I want to watch Terrifier so bad.
I'll watch it.
I have not watched Terrifier.
I heard it was good.
I've heard it was really good, but like it was just like, that's like.
Is that the one that had people like running out of the
theater? Vomiting in the theater? Yeah.
That was a third one.
Mark Tufo, one of my favorite horror authors. He writes the Zombie Apocalypse series. He writes Indian Hill series, Lycan Fallout series. Like he writes a bunch of series that I really like. But he has a clown character in one of the Zombie Apocalypse series that shows up named Tim. And then he has a book, I think 3 books, that are Timothy, the clown. And it's from the perspective of this 6 foot, like 7, 350-pound ex-linebacker, kid's birthday clown that gets bitten, and he's evil to begin with, But then he actually learns how to take back control of his body, his uncontrollable, unstoppable zombie body, to a certain extent, and then just enjoys running around killing people. Mark Tufo can describe smells in a manner that makes you smell them. And when you're living in a zombie apocalypse, like, I made it through the first book. I listened to about 3 hours of the second book, and I got a stomach of iron. I was raised by an RN nurse that talked about packing wounds and cleaning people up and, like, stitching people at the dinner table. Like, my stomach's pretty strong. With that book, I was like, I don't know if I can make it through this. This is, I don't want to know what a zombie's human food excrement smells like.
Okay, now I want to read this book. That's strange.
No, it's on. I've got them all on audiobook.
It's on Spotify, I think.
Timothy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Mama? I'm Spotify. Now I give myself a handicap. I only throw with a hook.
You're not in the shot, but the trash can is.
I don't care about me. Ready? Yep. God, we all suck. It's like we're white or something.
Maybe. I don't know what gave you
that. That's how you invite your Mexican friend, but I think that's the wrong race, too. They're not basketball players. They're soccer players. They could probably kick it in there.
He ain't a basketball player.
He ain't a basketball player.
Is that the one you showed me pictures of?
The one that looks like he has Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's rude.
Listen. Certain people.
How does he spell Tufo?
Two. No, not two. Why the hell did I say two? T-U-F-F-O. A really good one now. It's like 20 books, but like I think you would enjoy the zombie apocalypse series. I try to get Malachi to read some of the stuff that like I like and like get him into some of it, and he's like, no.
You can't read, so makes sense.
I just don't want to. Not that I can't.
I don't think you're pretty stupid, so.
And you're not?
I can read.
I can pull.
Hey, he's like, I can read a book. Malachi's like, I got a girl. What's up? I'll tell you what, though.
No, I said I can. Not that I am.
Telling you, if he only knew.
I know.
Turn that smile.
It's so stupid.
Cuts them dimples on and just bam, they're everywhere.
I don't understand it.
You got the same thing. You're just too stupid to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing Malachi has going for him is he's got four sisters. And then he was all
three.
But then he was also raised by a dad who was raised with a bunch of women too, and girls always everywhere. So like,
yeah, and Dylan wasn't even raised with a dad, so there's
yeah,
problem.
And my mom has a gay brother, so.
Well, I mean, yeah, you should be used to dealing with women then.
I am.
Yeah. Then start talking to him. No. It's confidence, Dylan. It's confidence.
Oh yeah, that's where we drop off.
All you gotta do is walk up and say, hey. Friday night, 7 o'clock, picking you up. Hang on. You're going to come sit and watch me podcast, and then I'll take you out to eat.
Hang on. No, I got to see if I sent you the video.
If you need my help, remember, texting lessons, no. $30 an hour. Text for you for $60. My wife is just over shaking her head like a son of a gun. What? Got to help these young guys out.
Maybe not.
I mean, I had cheat codes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean I don't know how to like do it properly, but like it's.
To me,
I didn't. But he walked by right, and he drops a piece of paper next to like four women walking, and they pick it up and go to hand it to him, and he writes his number on it.
It's pretty good.
That is good. I like that.
It's pretty good.
My, I was told by pickup line.
Doesn't say anything. Just walks away. No.
No, no,
if
no.
You're doing the one, no.
No,
you,
no. So, shut up, Malachi.
Someone you told me
you
in the
know
car.
This. You
no.
Shut up.
No.
You know this. You don't know it. Shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but you don't know.
I think, you don't mean to say it?
You're not pulling anybody with
I
that
I can
pick
pull
line.
Somebody, okay? Okay. Hang on, I got to remember.
He's probably right heard it, behind.
Yeah.
Do you not know your pickup line?
Okay, okay.
Well, that's your
it.
First problem.
Okay.
If you don't know
okay.
Your lines.
No, no, no. Spell me.
Me? Are you trying to pick me up?
Just spell me.
M-E?
You forgot the D.
No, no.
I was told that could pull me any girl ever.
You got finished
yet.
What? Yeah, you forgot the D.
I know the D in me. Yeah, I know.
You got to say there's no D.
Yeah, there's no D.
Not yet, there ain't.
Not yet. Also, that'll pick me up any woman ever.
Yeah, but see, the problem is, everybody thinks about picking up a girl, they instantly think about sex.
Yeah.
Like, picking up a girl and saying,
well, they told me I have to find the right woman that I would find that funny.
If you find one that finds that funny, chances are she's not the right woman for you. She's the right woman for a 40 guy. Yeah. And but like the key is, like, there's so many guys, and like young guys, old guys, like I've dealt with all ages, and like I've known so many guys who are scared to talk to women. Hmm. They're like, well, what if she rejects me? Well, you didn't have her in the first place. That's like the people that are like, my truck's broke and it says this is wrong with it, and but like I can't afford a mechanic. Well, go get the part, get a YouTube video and fix your truck. Well, I don't want to tear my truck up. Hell, it's already broke.
Yeah. Ain't much, nothing
like it ain't running now. If it ain't running when you're done, you really didn't mess nothing up.
This guy's too scared to work on anything. No. He won't buy a truck unless it's perfect.
He's got motorcycle pieces all over my freaking property.
This is true.
Hey, your engines are over there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we bought you your engine.
Yeah,
he brought
we
you
We picked
money.
Them up. We painted them both.
I got your money.
They're both
I almost
black.
Forgot.
We don't have a clue which engine goes on which bike.
Because I didn't go to the bank after.
Yeah, he painted the shifter, bro. I'm playing one scratch. You can see it just a little bit. You're like, dang.
Malachi picks them up, and he's like, oh, no. Which engine is which? We need to get those running the next week or two, and my truck. But that way we can fire them up and run them around our property before we take them back. You ready to fight?
No, I don't know.
We're going to fix my bike tomorrow.
Yeah, did you take a bunch of Adderall, too?
I wish. Because
Tess was in there earlier, like, floating on the ceiling. Because she took more than her normal dose because she was out, so she took one of Mama's. And, like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's the same medication. That's like when my buddy from work went to pick up his medication, right? Like, his crazy medication, right? This is the dude that played. He had an entire soundtrack he wrote. Like, his dad was a musical savant. Mm-hmm. Like, he played Flight of the Bumblebee, right? Anybody knows what Flight of the Bumblebee is? Ungodly, fast, complicated song. And then he's like, this is Flight of the Bumblebee on steroids. And he, like, speeds it up 10 times. But he was talking about going to pick up his medication for his psychological problems. And he's like, man, I picked up my medication. I got home. He's like, it wasn't my medication. I'm like, whose was it? He's like, it was my daddy's. He's just as crazy as I am.
Where did this come from?
I think your mama drew it.
Mommy drew that?
No.
Who drew this?
Guess.
Tessie?
Who draws?
Kiri. Angel and Kiri.
Where's Angel at?
I think it was.
Since I haven't invented a transportation system that just beams you places.
She made one for you.
Transporter. That's the word I'm going
for. For me.
Because Kiri loves you, Malachi. Your little sister thinks the world of you.
Aren't you a greatest brother ever?
No.
I was the greatest brother ever.
No, you weren't.
That's why my whole family died, because I was so awesome they could only have one Cunningham left.
That actually stands true, I'm just saying. Cool, yeah.
I mean, what's on your brain, Malachi?
I can tell you now, I'm not the favorite Murdoch.
Are you sure?
Yeah. There's like a crap ton of us.
Well, there's a bunch of Cunninghams, too. We just don't talk. We're kind of like antisocial and hermetic.
Oh, no. Murdochs are, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
No, they're not.
A lot of, yes, I guess they are. You have not met my extended family.
Why not? Let's take a trip.
Look, when we were at the
Let's
gas
go to Lawrenceburg.
Station.
Let's.
No, when we were, when I was at the gas station.
I gave the location away.
When I was at the gas station Sunday morning, Aaron just walked up to me. You thirsty? I had
6 full throttles in my hand.
Were you thirsty?
No, they're disgusting. I don't want that crap.
They're delicious. You're sitting over drinking a sassafras crap, and you're going to call my drink
Dr. Pepper.
Hey, Doctor,
which is better?
Dr.
What is
Pepper
that,
is
What
good.
Is Dr. Pepper then?
Better.
I don't know.
But Look it up.
Sassafras is root beer.
Look it up. They're both nasty.
Dr.
Pepper,
Pepper
licorice?
Is, huh?
I bet they put cow
Which
shit
is better?
In.
Which is better?
Dr. Pepper.
Exactly.
Hands down. Dr. Pepper
is the worst drink on the planet.
You're the worst drink on the planet.
Have you ever drank from me?
No.
You probably shouldn't. That's gay.
No, but Dr. Pepper is better.
Dr. Pepper
is a proprietary blend of 23 flavors, including cola, cherry, licorice, amaretto, and a variety of spices.
So licorice. That's this nasty in it.
Literally drink nothing. That is literally citrus.
I like citrus.
Serving
licorice
wise,
is not sick
on a bottle. Per serving is just this drink, or just is per bottle the entire drink.
It'll say.
This is the bottle. This is per serving.
So per sip?
This is per bottle.
Well, it depends. It'll say how much it's a serving.
Hey, buddy. Per serving would not be 150 calories.
A sip?
If a sip was 150 calories, you don't need to drink this.
Give me that.
So look, per serving would be like a glass full.
Are you sure? It should say the size of the serving.
How many a serving is at the top.
It'll say how many is in the bottle.
Two servings.
Two servings per bottle?
Yeah. So there's 300 calories in that Coke.
No.
Or Dr. Pepper.
Per bottle is 290.
290. So 300 calories in that bottle.
These guys don't understand math.
Okay.
They're like, it's an hour. I say it's 45 minutes away. It's an hour away.
One can.
I did not. No, it's not.
You round up, especially for time.
One can. It's 230.
Okay,
calories.
Look how much more I'm getting. And you're...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Almost as close.
How much sugar is in you?
I don't know.
Malika, how much
sugar
is in you?
Measure your sugar content. Tasia, get the knife and the medical kit. We got to cut him up. That's how you measure sugar content.
I can reach. You can't read. Don't stop trying.
I don't know why. This is the dumbest bottle. Look, look, they say it, and then they put a line.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? So
39.
It's 39 g.
Per serving.
Oh, the entire bottle?
So there's 78 grams of sugar in it.
Yeah.
Mine has 55.
Look at how much more I'm getting.
110%.
I've got B12. I got vitamin B6.
We have 110%.
I have an eagle on my can.
And you have heart disease.
No,
I don't.
They're terrible for your heart.
That's what everybody says. Everybody's always like, this is bad for you. That's bad for you. This is bad for you. Piss on that.
It doesn't, even if you say, if you pee on the can, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It's still bad for you.
People don't realize that
your full throttle can to make dad happy.
If you think everything's bad for you, it's going to be.
What did I miss?
If you put something
piss on it for some reason.
If you put something in your body with the idea of this is terrible for me, your body will turn that into terrible crap for you. I don't care how healthy it is. But if you eat and you don't stress and you don't worry, if you don't stress, our bodies can negate a whole lot of stuff.
Hmm.
Stress is what's killing people, not
food. So what I'm hearing is if I'm like, I'm going to inhale that 2 pounds of cocaine over there, but I'm going to be perfectly fine. It works like that?
No, I said you can't stress. Damn. 2 pounds of cocaine, you're going to be stressed.
No, if I'm not stressed, though, if I'm not stressed at all.
Can you not be stressed after 2 pounds of cocaine?
Let's find out. I don't know.
Ask that bear.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Exactly.
So it don't count.
So he's stress free.
I might be fine.
You'd be stress free after the first 3 8 balls.
The human body.
Jesus, what are you doing here? Well, the thing is, like when they done a study with the rabbits, like they took a bunch of rabbits, they had a control group that they just fed normal food and treated like normal. Then they had some that they had like the most nutritious food they could make. Like they discovered like perfect for friggin' rabbits, and they fed it to them. But the whole time they fed them, they stressed them out. They messed with them. They changed the lights on and off. They scared them all the time, right? All the bunnies died, like, of malnutrition. Then they took another group, but they gave them great lives. They treated them great, and they gave them food that there's no way they should be able to live on. Like, they nutritionally looked at it, and like, this is basically would kill these bunnies. Mm-hmm. All the bunnies did fine.
Hmm.
And so, like, a lot of studies, and there are foods that are terrible for you. McDonald's is going to build up in your system. A lot of the, you know, the U.S. healthcare system, or not healthcare system, FDA, Food, Drug, and Administration, that it? Yeah. There's like 10,000 something ingredients we have in our food. Most other countries is 400. We were talking about this earlier today.
Yeah.
Like most other countries have like 400 something ingredients in our food. And so like America, the problem is they put a bunch of crap in our food that ain't supposed to be there. They're like, they make a new chemical. It tastes like this other chemical and it's cheaper. So they swap to it. That's the problem. Then there's a whole lot of foods that like people talk about red meat, how bad red meat's for you and all this. And it's like, no, it's not. All them fats and stuff that God put in them animals are designed for us to eat. If it's a raw animal, it's good for you to eat. Now, cook it first, unless it's sushi. I don't know. I might eat a sushi panda steak. She's crocheting, Malachi. She can't pay attention to you while she's crocheting.
Malachi and swinging them. Don't forget Kobe. darkness. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
No, Malcolm, hold your nose. Despite all my rage.
You will sound much more like Billy Corgan.
Hold your nose.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
What's that bullet? Is that Bullet with Butterfly Wings? Is that the name of the song?
So okay. Sorry, anybody who's listening.
What's that other one where they're like going out behind a woodshed and it's all about rape?
I don't know. I don't really listen to Smashing Pumpkins. It just came on.
You know what I'm talking about.
And that song's kind of catchy.
It's not about rape. It's about turning her into a vampire.
Yeah. What happens to vampire chicks? Hookers! Anybody that is in love with vampires.
You're talking about the Toadies, and that's a good song.
Darling, doesn't matter if it's a good song. The Zeppelin song where he's like, I want you to squeeze my lever to the juice runs down my leg is a good song, but it's still talking about him getting jacked off. I mean, like, what?
Back to my bubble.
The nice part is, though, like, we've talked about this bunch already, like, on the different, you know, episodes, but, like, the music and its aversion, like, or overtness nowadays. Like, back in the day, they'd be, like, sensual with it, and they'd, like, sneak it in there and, like, be innuendo, and nowadays they're, like, penis. And you're like, that's not poet. What are you, would you quit dismantling your microphone?
You're being so loud.
Comes off. For my one kid who's like, I'm not ADHD, I don't know what's talking about, fiddle. We can't hear you now because you've broke your microphone.
You did.
I don't know what you've done, but your microphone is not working now.
Malachi, you have to be kind of right exactly on it.
Can you hear me?
No.
No?
No? Oh, well, I broke my microphone.
No. Now talk into it.
Okay, I'm talking
into it. There you go.
You have to be. I want it to be.
Look,
come out.
You want it to be kind of like mine is?
I want the cord to come out the bottom.
But Malachi, you can't be.
Spin the mount. The side. Psychopath. Other way. And now tighten your little. No, you don't have your little thing. Your little thing's on the table.
There we go.
I'm so
Why
sorry.
Why's your little thing on the table? Quit putting your little thing on my table.
Hmm? Look at this.
Hey, wait a minute. We have a problem. You didn't light the candle.
I haven't lit the candle for like the past 2 weeks because I don't have a lighter right now.
You've lit it for the last ones we
were. Would you pass the sacred flame?
I got it. Do you take the flame of ever left? Okay.
Wow. So here in the next couple of weeks, we should get us some t-shirts made with our logo. And then burn them.
No, we're going to sell them.
I like that.
We're
going to sell them.
Sell them to who?
I don't know. I thought about setting a Spotify short. Or not Spotify. Shopify store yeah. back up. And putting all the stuff back on there. But, is it a kosher lighter?
You're the one that bought it.
I bought it from an Indian. Do Indians have a kosher? They just don't eat anything. They're all like, let's worship cows. God didn't make them tasty for a reason.
Yeah, they don't eat pork, do they?
They don't eat a lot of stuff.
I love how he said cows and you said, oh, they don't eat pork.
Well, I know one of them don't eat pork.
Jews don't eat pork, Dylan. Indians are like, we don't eat anything to cast a shadow. Actually, that's a level 5 vegan, but you know. You know the first rule about being a vegan?
No.
Tell everybody about being a vegan. It's like the first rule of CrossFit. Tell everybody about CrossFit.
So I eat meat, and if I offend anybody who's a vegan, good.
That's a crazy word.
Or was it? I can't remember her name, but there's some crazy, like, vegan health influencer that just died recently from malnutrition. At like 38 or 39. Like, where she just slowly, you know.
Well, why'd she die?
All these shakes and stuff she's supposed to be drinking that are good for her body basically had no nutritional value whatsoever. And from what I gathered,
supposed to eat meat.
Well, like you can do it without meat, but like the problem is people get so strict. That's what I was talking about with the health and the food. And that's good for you. That's bad for you. More people die from stressing out about their health than people die of actual health issues, in my opinion. I've known so many people that were so worried about being healthy. They exercised. They worked out. They went to the doctor regularly. They did this and that. They died of heart attacks and cancers and all. You're going to die. Quit freaking out about it, and you'll die a lot later.
Yeah.
Only the good die young is because the people that are good are usually worried about living a long life. They're sitting there stressed about everything. Like, talk to anybody you know that is a health nut. They're super worried about their health. How can, like, Malachi, they spend all the time?
I'm going to talk to you. Tell me. Are you worried about your health?
I mean, he's probably worried about his daddy's health because he's dying, but, you know.
Not really. I mean, like, do I think sometimes that could be better? Yeah. But, like, as far as, like, worried goes now.
Well, that's the thing, like, to think, like, to say, hey, I want to improve my health. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong to have goals. But, like, you've all, like, I know you guys have seen the people that are, like, they constantly check their Fitbit, and they're always worried about what they put in their body, and they're proselytizing people about how they can't eat this, and they don't need to eat.
If you do that for yourself, good.
Yeah, but most of them do it for everybody else.
But don't, and I understand doing it for other people, you know, for that appearance. But at the same time, don't push it on other people.
And
the
and,
whole
and that's
the,
what every time they eat something,
the whole keto crap.
I like it. I use it.
Shoved down like everybody's throat at our church, and everybody was supposed to do it. They made a whole group for keto.
Now, see, like, if
church
if,
are going to now or different,
your church.
Yeah, it was a long time. Yeah, it was a long time ago. And like a lot of people lost weight. A lot of people did good. The problem with
slap somebody.
Now keto's awesome. It's all meat, bro.
Isn't that the bad one though?
No,
keto was the bad one everybody was talking about.
Have you got your microphone?
It can be bad.
You don't have to mute your microphone.
I do when I cough.
Just turn your head away. It's okay. Malachi's slurping on the mic. Dylan just did his pants. I mean, it's okay.
Hey.
Hear him?
He wasn't supposed to say anything.
But the problem is, okay, like I went, I'm fixing to go back to it. I went to almost eating strictly 100% meat. I am, by my like heritage and genetic heritage, I am a Scotch-Irish German. So, like, you can give me potatoes and straight meat, and
potatoes
I run.
Potatoes are not keto.
Yeah, but, like, you give me those two things, and you can cut out the potatoes. You give me straight meat. I run like a freaking machine. My body loves it. Tasia cannot do that. She has to have, now, not as many of the other stuff as most people recommend, but, like, along with the meat, she has to have the vegetables and stuff, too. And the crazy part is, how long do you say you used to go without eating before you start getting shaken? An hour?
Probably.
Yeah, an hour or two most without some type of food, and her blood sugar would be tanking, she'd be getting shaky. Like, she'd get hangry. Like, that sweet little lady right there, hungry will kill you, right? It only took me like 15 years of marriage to figure out that if you feed a woman, they're a lot happier. I mean, like, I'm kind of dumb. But she stopped that. Like, we upped her protein and gave her enough protein, and she naturally didn't need to eat a lot of the other stuff, but her blood sugar issues and stuff is, for the most part, not really there that much anymore. Mm. Now, we need to get back to eating more meat. We've kind of gotten off track. A lot of family events and stuff.
Well, the problem is it's so freaking expensive.
Well, you need to kill more animals for me. There's cows
this
everywhere.
This guy got the wimpiest deer I've ever seen in my life. Only
dude,
deer
you
that
shot one that we fit in a bowl this big.
Yeah, that was it was like
the whole
how far
deer.
Away was that?
You killed Bambi.
How far away was that?
No,
deer?
He killed Bambi's little sister.
How far away was that deer? And who told me to shoot?
Aaron.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's probably here, from exactly right here.
Into the driveway.
Maybe the road. Yeah.
So you pulled off a close to 200-yard shot.
Yeah.
On a deer the size of a cat. Good job, bro.
Aaron said,
"Might have been
150." He said, "If like, you get the shot, he said you get it, take it."
Nah, like I understand that because you're hunting them because all the crops and stuff around there, and like there's deer everywhere over there.
Did I ever tell you I shot one that same day? We just didn't know he ran off and died.
Well, you're not supposed to say that. One shot, one kill, Dylan. Dylan has never wounded an animal and lost it. Neither have I.
I know that's my first one.
Well, no, the one
I don't care. Come for me.
When I went hunting at your place in December. I only met once because this guy barely takes me up there. Now that I can drive, I'm
yeah, you got license now. I expect a whole bunch of deer.
But
you got a truck too now. He wants the max.
No, but
in
like
the bed.
It's the only deer I see is the wimpiest, smaller than most of the doe I've killed up there.
Yeah, we have a lot of babies.
Now part of that is because that one year you brought home
two. I brought home two really big does, one from their place and one from the neighbors.
My mother said, "Do not shoot any bucks."
I don't
for a couple years.
I don't shoot bucks.
I think.
I'm gonna tell you right now, that doe he shot is the biggest daggum doe I've ever seen.
That was the one from the neighbors.
Yeah.
And then the one I got from them was still big.
We took the tenderloins and the backstrap, right? Yeah. And we ground everything else. We ground 130 pounds of meat off this deer. Like, when's the last time you've seen a deer that dressed out and ground, there's still 130 pounds of meat there?
I don't know.
I ain't ever. Like, 70, 80 pounds of meat for a deer, most of the time, like, that's a very big deer that I've seen.
Yeah.
But, like, he's like, look at here, I brought home Godzilla deer. My health has went down since then. I bet he radiated
me. It was
me?
Wasn't me.
Oh, it's probably, you probably just not got my text.
I thought I had mine on silent.
Someone's just vibrated the whole table.
Well, it might have been me if it was vibrating. It was not me.
I thought it was me for a second.
Okay, I got Dylan's image, and then I got your sister and your mama have been texting me for a while. What do you need? Do you need me to get something for you?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was an hour ago. You failed.
I fail a lot. We were having this conversation last night. I was telling her, like, I feel like an idiot and a bad husband all the time. No matter what I do, I feel like I do things wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I try to be a good husband, good father, but, like, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when I lay down, I'm like, I suck. I should do better. And then I try to do better, but then at the end of the next day, I'm like, I suck. I should do better.
You know, speaking of that, completely, like, somewhat off topic, but on topic, been listening to a lot of motivational stuff here lately.
Is that all TikTok is?
No,
I swear.
Well, Caleb kind of got me into this. Dave, good old Dave over there, got me into it.
What's his real name? Caleb. Is it Caleb? Caleb is his real name? Okay.
He calls him Dave, so I got to...
No, I call him Caleb now because he... When we
played... He got mad because we called him a name that wasn't his name.
No. I mean, if he called me Dingus, yeah, I'd be like,
he introduced
brother.
Himself as Dave. That's your fault.
He went on with it for a while.
Did he actually introduce himself as Dave?
Yeah, at a Halloween event.
Yeah, he said, I'm Dave. And then some person, a very not bright person, yelled, like Dave from State Farm?
Yes.
And I said, your name's Dave now. And then I just called him Dave. And then somehow it caught on with everybody. I said it once. That guy's name was Dave.
See, I've accidentally done that to a lot of people. Some of them are funny. Like, I wonder if they still call her. I don't know her real name. We call her Gooders. I asked her how she's doing one evening. She's like, oh, I'm doing Gooders. And I'm like, what the hell? And so, like, from then on out, I'd be like, Gooders, you doing okay? She'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. And I don't know her real name.
Imagine your mom names you Ander Dingus.
Imagine your father names you Richard Cranium. I would have done it, too, if it wasn't for your mama being like, we're not naming our kid Richard Cranium.
My name's Ander Dingus.
If you named your son Malachi Cunningham.
Imagine your name is Dylan. Okay, Dylan. Then Michael, the worst middle name ever because it's everybody and their grandmother's middle name.
What's your middle name, huh?
Okay.
Ananias. Spell that. Spell that.
When you have a girl.
Spell that.
Like, when you get your wife and you have your first son, you have to name him Damian Michael. And then we'll call him Lucy.
I'm confused why.
Damien and Michael are two of the names in, like, a lot of the old school, like, Omen and horror movies. It was always the character that was the kid that was going to turn into Lucifer. So, like, I thought if we'd either name him Richard Cranium, we'd call him Dickhead as a nickname, or we'd call him Damien Michael and we'd call him Lucy.
I would name my kid that.
She vetoed both of them.
I'll name my kid that.
But yet she wanted, if she had twin girls, she wants to name them Pippa and Piper.
Damien Michael Murdoch. I like that. It has a nice ring to
that,
it.
That actually does sound
I know.
Good. I like it.
No, Damien's just a
but
cool
But the
name.
Only problem, D-M-M-M. D-M-M-M.
There's nothing wrong with that. Follow tradition, bro.
Then he'd have to leave his kid.
No. Follow the naming tradition, not the staying tradition. Because, I mean, technically, my father abandoned me, too. Line. It was just a stroke.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear me, Dylan?
I heard you.
I didn't hear her. What'd she say to you?
She said, follow the Murdoch line.
The Murdoch
I think, line. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the tradition.
Be the good, one of the good Murdochs.
Yeah.
I think be like you know your dad.
Yeah, I was about to say my dad.
Follow your dad.
I think, like, every family is like that, though.
What?
There's, like, a good side of the family, a bad side of the family, and there's a whole, like, section of the family that just doesn't like either group. And they're like, all of you guys are idiots. And then there's usually a black sheep of the family that nobody likes. And that's me and my family.
I have a few of those.
And, like, nobody likes me because I tell the truth and I'm not very nice. I try to be, but, like, it's so hard.
Wait off that, bro. Quit pulling. That is.
Yeah, it's not a very sturdy table.
Okay, hang on.
You getting, that's your girl?
No. I do. Wishes. If I do get a call, though, I'm out. I'm going to walk in that direction.
Okay.
I'll come back, but it might be a minute.
Is that your girl?
No.
Is that your boy?
No.
Are you not sure yet? Have you not Crocodile Dundee'd it?
No.
That's his boss call. I'm saying, you did what at work?
Made a bomb. I'm sorry.
A bomb or a bong?
A bomb.
Oh, okay. Like say, both are going to get you in trouble once a little more. No. It's like the time they evacuated the DC that I worked at because somebody was running to the bathroom because they ate a bunch of bad food at the gas station. They're like, I'm about to blow his mother up. And somebody overheard it, and they thought it was a bomb threat.
Well, I walked through Dollywood with a guy, and he would come up to us, and he'd tap us on the shoulder, and he'd just go, I'm about to bomb this whole place in the middle of Dollywood.
Heck yeah.
Shut up!
For some reason, I like
he'd walk off with another
group. It was funny back before things actually started blowing up.
I know, right?
Walked up with another group, come back like 30 minutes later. Hit your shoulder. I'm about to bomb this whole place. Shut up, please, before you get us kicked out of Dollywood.
I don't know if you get kicked out of Dollywood. I ain't never been to Dollywood. Same. Is it worth it?
It's pretty fun, actually.
I miss Opryland.
Dollywood?
I hate the fact that Nashville, Tennessee was like, we got this badass amusement park. You know what we need? A mall.
Dollywood is very
stupid.
Bush Gardens and
Dollywood.
I've
never been to an amusement park.
Are the two I've been to, and they're both pretty good. Their lines move pretty fast.
Well, like they got plenty of rides, like selection.
You have to make sure you have a whole day.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And it's like you can hit every ride in Dollywood in a day. All the good ones.
Is it weird that I care but don't care at the same time?
What?
Try one ride and leave.
You're an idiot.
Now, see, you would probably like the Discovery Park of America.
I'm the one person guy. I do it once and I'm good.
Have you ever been there?
Never been to an amusement park in my life.
It's not an amusement park.
I don't know what you're talking about. Though.
It's
a park.
It's 50 acres.
It's like a museum.
It's a museum. They got an entire train section. They go military history, right? It goes from arrowheads to modern.
To the Benelli M4.
Yeah, it goes all the way through. They've got a big building with old tractors.
How much was that?
They've got Japanese. It wasn't. Look it up. Like, go ahead and we'll just plug it because that place was awesome.
The Benelli M4 was awesome.
They got one thing you go up, and like it's a 400-foot tower. And like you go up there, but you can look at all around and you can see the new, I can't remember what interstate it is, but there's a new interstate they've been working on for years. But you can look down and see where they've got all the preparations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who like set this up originally and stuff knew that was coming. And so he bought this and set it. So like
what
eventually.
What were our options between that? What was
tickets
that other
are $25
thing?
For adults and $15 for kids.
Yeah.
Three and under are free.
Where is this?
It's in Union City, Tennessee.
I don't know where Union City
is. It's about
City
a 2.5-3 hour drive from us.
Okay.
But like we should all go one weekend. That place is awesome. I'd like to go back.
I'd be down. That
but yeah,
fun.
They've got a car section. They've got a motorcycle section. They've got a section that's like science. Yeah, they've got trains you can walk through. Like
I just want to check out the motorcycle and cars.
They got a bunch of old buildings, like an old town and everything, like an old fire hall with the old fire trucks in it and all fixed up. Yeah, it's like it's just. Well, how would you describe that place? I don't know because it's not like a museum. It's like a
exhilarating.
It's like an exhibit.
It's classified as a museum.
But it's more like of an interactive exhibit in most of the stuff. Because, like, they've got the big area with all the water and, like, the mechanics and stuff you can play with.
Yeah.
They got a giant dude you can slide down his body, like, inside of it. Yeah.
It's not weird, though.
Yeah, not like Catholic slide down
why,
the body.
Why
but
are
like,
you sliding down a guy's body?
I didn't, because I'm huge. But
I did.
Kids did. He was like, I'll yeet myself through that man.
It's a slide.
It's a sculpture that's a slide.
It's
all metal.
It's like a sculpture.
Yeah.
It's a slide. It's all metal and there's a slide.
It goes up like three stories. They have an earthquake simulator. You go
it's not like you come out of his crotch, though. You come out of his leg.
Yeah. It's not like them weird bounce houses where you come out to, you know, elephant's butt.
Those are interesting. Where you go in the elephant's butt?
Yeah, that's even more interesting.
Yeah. I saw a movie like that once. The movie was weird. It's a funny movie, though.
What are you watching?
It was some comedy I watched.
Like I had a buddy of mine that used to, like, he would find the most obscure, random
A
movies.
I'm putting a picture on the screen.
Well, hey.
You're putting a picture of the music? Oh, the giant
that,
guy?
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's the sculpture, and that's where you slide down.
Yeah. So, like, people listening, if you
it's
are near
creepy.
Union City, Tennessee,
very cool.
Discovery Park of America, look it up and go. Like, it's awesome. Take your kids. Like, we went one day, right? Or did we go 2 days? We went one day, and it just, like, wasn't quite
didn't
enough.
Didn't we go twice?
And when you go, mention the kind of buffoons, 25% discount.
All right.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'm joking.
Don't do that.
You won't get a discount, but you can mention us. don't know why my
parents. I can imagine somebody going, "Oh yeah, okay, go there." Kind of a fence.
It'd be the one person we don't know that actually listens that did work there. It's like, yeah, I know them guys. I'm not giving you a discount though. I had to listen to them. My boyfriend or whatever made me listen to them all weekend. You ain't getting. I'm charging you 25% more. Bunch of jackass. And it's like, no, ma'am, they're buffoons.
Yeah, we're buffoons.
She's cunning. We're buffoons. Mm-hmm. Dang, that sounded like a horse pterodactyl.
Probably was.
What the? No, that sounded like a retarded turtle getting stepped on.
It probably was.
Question.
Yeah.
If there's one animal on the planet.
Say anything weird, please.
Endangered or not.
That I would eat or
that
kill?
You could eat. Or hunt. What would it be? Well, we've done the panda. Like, everybody wants to eat an animal. Like, if there's something you could hunt.
I've never talked about this. But we did find out I have early stage dementia, so we're okay.
If you could, if I could hunt it, anything?
You need to start eating coconut oil. Yeah. And like I said,
animal fat.
Alive. Not alive, but like endangered. Like, it doesn't matter. Because everybody's like, well, you couldn't do that because it's endangered. Okay, well, if it wasn't.
Even if it is.
What's the hardest thing to find?
What do you mean?
What's something you just can't find? I think it'd be great to hunt that. Just like set out for like years and just study tracking.
So you just finally get it?
Yeah, and you just like.
Bigfoot.
Blimey, I'm on his trail. All
right, so we're hunting Chupacabra. Actually, we know where one is. It's Bigfoot.
I wouldn't want to eat a Bigfoot. I feel like it'd be too close to a human.
Yeah, but like killing one, I don't care.
You know what woods I bet would be really creepy at night? Sufons.
Yes.
They're not that bad.
Like go like way in the back and just
now there was that
night.
Cowboy on the horse that walked
if
up
you like
me.
Go back in the like here's my plan.
I remember that. You told me about that.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go all the way in the back on one of those big rocks. We're gonna clean the whole thing off. Draw a giant pentagram. Light fire. I mean, wait.
I like this idea. Isn't that my reverse exorcism?
Reverse.
Let's do it. I'm with
I'm
you.
I'm doing an exorcism. Dylan, quit putting the demons in you. I thought that's what I was supposed to be doing.
Okay, Malachi, I know what we're going to do tonight.
Absolutely not.
Why
so,
not?
So if you're dyslexic and you're using a Ouija board.
Don't use Ouija boards.
Yeah, use a low Ouija board.
Why
low
is
Ouija
it board. Its name is not? Oh, wait, that's a B. Never mind.
No, the best would be, why does it keep saying nine? Oh, it's telling me no.
Nine. Nine.
I had a buddy kept saying that one time. I was younger in our marriage. Like, I was probably a little older than Malachi. And, like, he kept saying nine. And finally, Tasia looks at him. She's like, what in the heck does that mean? And I answered for him. I was like, well, it's either nine or if he's yelling German, no.
Maybe he just likes to say nine. Like the word.
Yeah, he's kind of messed up. He's also the one that, like, everything was like, you'll get used to it. We're just trailer and like a freaking tornado's coming by and it's like beating the out of the walls and it's wobbling. I was like, bro, we're going to get like spirited away here. And he's like, you'll get used to it. His sister's in there beating on the wall, stabbing the wall. And his sister was crazy. Mama.
I don't want to get juice on you, sweaty. I'm not going to try.
So the other camera's frozen, but that's okay.
What?
The split view. It's okay.
Oh, we got to
see the camera.
We got to figure that out.
Trash can.
Oh,
that was the closest we've gotten.
God, I'm going to yeet Dylan next. Why is that down there?
I don't think I'll make it either. Don't worry. That is it.
Hey, there's a whole bunch of cords down here that if you can remind me to, like, tape up or zip tie up to where they're not under my feet.
Hey, Andrew, don't forget to zip tie those.
Let me rephrase that. If you could remind me more than 30 minutes from now, but less than 52 days from now.
We
are you telling
you.
Us to wrap it up?
I didn't see the gang signs this time.
You know, you can just come on. You don't have to say gang signs. You can say, hey, guys, no one wants to listen to you for longer than 1 hour and 22 seconds.
Which is understandable.
Well,
we're at
1 hour
our first episode.
1 minute.
3 hours long.
Yeah.
Every episode would be like 20 hours
I'm
long.
I'm sorry.
If they just let us talk.
Hey, yeah, we just talked that.
I've told everybody, if you hear this episode and you're like, I'm going to go listen to some more episodes, do not listen to the first one.
No.
I am leaving it up there for like posterity's sake and the fact that like you can see how stupid we are and we've never changed, but our audio's better.
I don't even think I talked that entire episode, really.
You were over there like, I'm Dylan and I'm going to do this.
You remind me of those characters in like every anime that just sit there with their head against the wall.
I could do that.
And it's like, what are you doing?
So how much of your time as a child did you spend locked in a closet?
I don't know, guys, but it's been...
Was it Elvis that used to not face the audience? Dad,
you know how your sister was crazy? Apparently his sister was crazy as a kid, too. So he might have just as much trauma, you know?
She was pretty mean.
Yeah, but she was younger than you.
I know.
You were bigger than her.
I know.
Yeah.
I've seen JC.
I was raised not to
up.
Be hit by women.
Yeah, but JC is women. Also face offspring. She got jumped one time. I don't know who she pissed off, but they snatched her out of the car, and like apparently four girls whipped on her for quite a while. She didn't have bruised one. It's like, what the heck's wrong with you?
That's you.
She beat them up?
I think they knew she was there just as much as she knew they were there.
I don't know. That day, Instagram went crazy. Dylan wasn't on Instagram, but like Instagram's entire feed, some people watching it, and Instagram knew it. It was all fights, school fights, and people getting shot for an entire day. Like the algorithm got jacked up or something. You've probably seen memes.
Yeah,
about it.
I saw the memes you afterwards. And, no, I saw the memes afterwards, and I think I saw the end of it.
But I was scrolling school fight after school fight. Some of them just, I like looked at them and I was like, if one teacher would go over there and sock that little girl in the mouth.
Probably
teenager. Teenager. Go slap her. No one would start fighting. I don't care if it's a woman teacher, a man teacher, someone bigger than them.
That's something.
Go over there and smack her.
That I think needs to desperately. Like, we'll try to wrap it up pretty quick, but I think something that needs to desperately change in society is the idea that violence is not the answer. Or, it pisses me off. People are like, violence is never the answer. Bull crap.
Or like the way y'all fought at school versus now why people fight at school.
What do you mean?
If two guys fight at a school now, it's most likely going to be because of a girl.
I mean, there was a lot of fights. I mean, not for me, because like...
And if two girls start fighting, it's going to be because of some type of drama.
Well, yeah.
This is true.
Why did you and your friends beat each other up at school?
You a lot of vacation. Times. Yeah, there was times when... I mean, there was times when, like, Hank, okay, for instance, like, me and Hank hated each other. Freaking little Yankee come down, show up at my redneck school, right? And then we beat each other up, and now we've been brothers ever since. But, like, yeah, there was an instance in eighth grade year where I looked at him and was like, hey, man, you want to take a vacation? He's like, dude, I would love to have some time off. And, like, before he could even blink, I hit him with a desk. And, like, we went to beating the f- out of each other, and they were, like, 3 days at home. He went to his house, got his stuff packed, and we picked him up, and he come to my house. We hung out for 3 days. We were not good kids.
Malika. Let me get out of work, all right? Let's go and just go at each other.
See, that's why I homeschooled Malachi. So, like, if he wanted to fight, like, ain't nobody fight. Not really. I'm trying to get him to join jiu-jitsu with me, but he don't want to go.
He's just stupid.
That's what you say now?
Very gay.
Yeah, when I learned taekwondo.
Oh, my God.
And I rock you. Just saying.
I feel like those are two different martial arts in general.
They are.
Jiu-jitsu is very close. You get in and you lock them down.
Yeah, but if I stay away from it with kicks and a bunch of other stuff.
Like, you know.
You got to remember, Dylan, I also used to do Muay Thai and kickboxing.
Don't.
That's fine.
He's running at you. Mm-hmm. Your kick ain't doing jack.
If I learn how to properly kick,
if he gets at you.
I can teach you.
You taught me already, remember? You almost dropped me one kick.
And that was 50%.
But I stood up. I'll do it again at 100. Let's do it. After that, we'll video and post it later.
Is that going to be, are y'all finally going to start putting Instagram? I will kick you for Instagram.
Free charge, though.
Well, I guess we do need to wrap it up. She's smirking at me.
With a gram.
Listen, now, I'm going to write y'all a little speech that y'all can do, or you can write your own. You can be like, subscribe, listen, whatever,
well,
hate
us,
hate time. Someone else, whatever, you know.
Like and subscribe.
Why'd you get all like...
Like, subscribe, share, comment.
Don't
do any of that if you don't want
to. Yeah, make fun of us. Whatever, we don't care.
Follow us on Spotify, Instagram.